The Ramblings and Music Show is sponsored by Minton House and Gardens in Dorset. Nestling in the Cern Valley, Minton House is in an unequalled setting with its unique Himalayan gardens and tranquil wild woodland, which you can visit each year until November. Minton House warmly welcomes guests for private events and weddings, and is an ideal location for corporate functions or conferences all year round. For more information on all events at Minton House and Gardens, please visit the website at www.minton.co.uk or send an email to inquiries@minton.co.uk.
Oh, There we are, starting off this week's Ramblings and Music with Bentley Rhyme Ace and their signature tune, Bentley's Gonna Sort You Out, and then quickly followed by Real Estate with that track Stained Glass. I'm delighted to welcome back into the Abbey 104 studio Dean Carter. He's in to play some of his great music ahead of next week when he will be playing in D'Urbervilles. Welcome to Abbey 104, Dean.
Thanks for having me again, Susan. Long suffering on that point.
No, not at all. So you're working. You've been in the past, and we've really enjoyed your Wheel of the Year work. But you are now creating a whole new album.
Yes, the idea is the gig is on St George's Day, April 23rd, which also is Shakespeare's birthday and allegedly death day. And Shakespeare himself is rumoured to have actually trod the boards in D'Urbervilles, or at least that group of buildings, because we know the Queen's Men, which he was probably a member of, played at Sherborne House in the late 1580s. So there's a lot of connections there, and when I looked into it, I've got quite a lot of there were quite a lot of already existing songs which have quotes from Shakespeare and other literary bods, and quite a lot of the even some of the instrumentals in Wheel of the Year have Shakespearean titles, as it happens. So I've been kind of like putting together a set around all that of both, as I say, old and new material, and tonight I'll be trying out some of the new material and also resuscitating some quite old material towards this kind of endeavour. And it isn't only Shakespeare. I've got this theory that, you know, when you're in the right space, you're kind of like channeling the bard, whoever you are, wherever you are. And so I'm the show will include pieces where I've taken the words of Eliot and Blake and Wordsworth, and even my friend Jeff, who I'll give a shout out to, Jeff Davey, who's in our Sherborne Poetry Writers Group. I've taken one of his sets of lyrics and turned them into a song, as well as my own, you know, which, as I say, often are flavoured with a quote here and there. Including the songs I'll play in a little bit, but yeah, and the instrumentals are kind of flavoured and have a title that is based around a Shakespearean theme.
So, what's the first piece that you're going to play for us today?
So this is I'm calling this Holy Palmer's Kiss, because it's sort of a courtly dance. There are many Shakespeare plays which have, you know, courtly dance scenes in. I'm thinking of this being probably the most famous one. And we're also on the night, we're going to have a little quiz at D'Urbervilles on April 23rd. So anyone whoever gets the most answers right will get a free copy of a CD of mine of their choice. And yeah, so this is Holy Palmer's Kiss. Thank you.
That was beautiful. That's the first time I've heard that. Is that the first time you played it live?
Yes. Not from anyone's heard it, apart from me.
Ah, very, very beautiful and very emotive of the period that you're discussing.
And it was, strangely, a dream tune as well. It just came in like that and I'm going, well, that's a kind of Galliard or something.
Mm.
I don't like those. Anyway, so thank you, whoever sent it through.
Yeah, I know, a beautiful piece. You can close your eyes and you can imagine people moving very gracefully to that, but at the same time, really peaceful just to sit and listen to.
Yes, old-fashioned dance music.
Now you've called your set for D'Urville's next Thursday, the 23rd. Of April, St George's Day, Shakespeare's birthday, etc. Why have you given it that title?
Bard for Life.
Mm.
Because it's obviously the Bard's birthday and allegedly death day. And Bard, poet, songwriter, to me, all the same thing, really. So it's a celebration of both Shakespeare's work, and as I was saying, when I looked into my repertoire, both of currently pieces that were evolving and reaching back into the past. I've got a lot of literary references in there. Funny enough, I did a degree in English literature and language, so despite coming from Shakespeare, from Somerset, I can speak it like a native now, in theory. And so it's kind of seeped through always into the songwriting. But as I was saying, I'm looking at a lot of my titles, even back on the Wheel of the Year album and before, that's a Shakespearean quote, and so is that. So yes, we'll be running a little quiz on the night as well. I might have said it already, but
that's why
I don't want to give away what the titles are and what the quotes are.
No, it'll be it's a fun thing to do, because there are lots of pieces, quotes, where you know the quote, but do you know who quoted it first, where it originated from. And it's one of those things as well where like pieces of music, where you hear a piece of music and you think, wow, really love that. And it becomes very popular. It might shoot up these things called charts. But certainly decades on, you find out that actually it was not the original.
Yes, of course.
And I think that's the same with quotes. People use quotes, don't they? And actually tracing back the actual origins of a quote, quite tricky.
Yes.
What have you got next for us? What the inspiration, obviously not the title, giving away clues.
Well, actually, the title's all right in this one. This is a song called Not a Good Time. It comes from my 1992 album, which is my second album, which is long out of print now, but I might
out of press, surely.
Or print press, whatever you call it. But I might sort of resuscitate it. Certainly I've resuscitated a few songs. My November in Whitehall song came from that album. And this has got a Shakespearean quote somewhere in there. But as I say, it's not in the title. So on the night we'll be saying, okay, the line is bloody bloody blah. Which Shakespeare play is that from? Not a good time. It's a song, a kind of state of the world song, which I was singing then. And I'm horrified to have to be singing it again.
Or still.
30 years later, but there you are. All the madness goes round again. This is not a good time to get out of line. This is not a good time to go speaking your mind. So break my heart, for I must hold my tongue. This is not a good time. This is not a good time to be harboring dreams. bright city gleams, all as not as it seems. Things go on there you just wouldn't believe. This is not a good time. People still need to believe that in this day and age, to succeed you need talent, and it's clear that you haven't. We're supposed to respect the vulture that's pecked the most carcasses clean. I think it's a sin and a crime. This is not a good time. 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 Get out of the way. If you don't, there might be hell to pay. This is not a good time. Once we searched for the grail, but then we got wise. What is life after all but one long compromise? This is not a good time. We've poisoned earth, water and air, maybe beyond repair, but our baubles, they keep our minds off of our troubles. Meanwhile our needs multiplies, the forest takes fire, while our terrible greed leave a single tree standing. This is not a good time. 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 This is not a good time.
Interesting lyrics, as you say, written all those decades ago, still pertinent now, and makes you think about what has changed, what might action be to sort it out. So you've been in d'Urbervilles quite a few times now. Are the acoustics interesting in d'Urbervilles?
They're good. Well, it's wood, you see, old building wood. Wood is a very good conductor of sound. So I can't say anything better than that, you know. The sound's always very good there, which is nice. Apart from, like, you know, the occasional motorbike revving up outside, but you can't have everything.
No. Have you a third track for us?
I have, in fact, yes. And it's a new stroke old song in the it's on my Out of the Loop album, which came out in 2023. And I haven't played it very frequently. Actually, no, it's on the very first album. It's on Songs Without Words, Volume 1, / Towards Tomorrow. It's on the Towards Tomorrow side, because it's a song. And it's actually the song from which the title Toward Tomorrow comes, as you'll probably gather as I knock it out innumerable times in that repetitive, songy sort of way.
And one where you performed from those albums in the old Abbey 104 studio down in the Coombe, where very nice brick, but just a very concretey, bricky building, as opposed to this very superior acoustic softening that we have in our new studio. So, please will you repeat the title?
Oh, so the title is actually Torch Song. And again, somewhere in there, buried, there's a Shakespearean quote. There's a lot of biblical imagery, and you could even say there's a Miltonic aspect to it as well, talking of various bards. And okay. As I say, it's called Torch Song. Sightless children will then scotch their fingers on it in the march of progress towards wherever age can't stale no custom with a dutiful the true path to the little knowing what awaits us while surrounding demons bait us life conspires to deflate us robbing us of health and status bodies turn out to be traitors even our best friends betray us cause we went scrumping in the garden God punished Adam beyond pardon and the wound of love still weeping in between Eve's thighs and seeping into the Tigris and Euphrates to form a sea that's red as Hades so the fertile cradle crescent soaked in blood both past and present Scatter, fled the earth, ah well, what matter? With accursed civilizations, it's our going desecration. The wealth that we were left to spend on rape of the environment, on stupid short term pleasure bent. Is there time left to repent? The bison and the orc bring back, and from our own jam, come unstuck. Our pride has brought us down so low. We've got to go beyond pride now. Of our true shape we're all bent while paradise lies all around it seems to paradise we're blind nature so munificent but we just bleed for more to spend take yourself into the woods my friend doesn't that feel good we breed a race of one remove from earth's abundant love but when we've killed off all the trees tell me what we're going to breathe and those from the general greed somehow managed to break free these people they are rich indeed and that's what I want to grow up to be Sky to burn with me. maybe now it's on the tin. Maybe we can turn it round. Maybe we can dress this wound in pride, love from our hearts, because the agony of loneliness has been our lot since then. The pain is driving everyone insane. Grieve with pain, we pass it on. Displace our hurts on everyone, and hate and fear we propagate. Teach our children how to hate so. Blind parents pass the torch to sightless children, who then scorch their fingers on it in the march of remembrance. Towards tomorrow, towards tomorrow, tomorrow to tomorrow.
Dean, so you're going to be at Durbervilles next Thursday.
Yes.
And then
7 p.m.
Okay, 7 p.m. And what else have you got going on over the next couple of months?
Well, I've got this little show, as it were, almost you might say, of these bardic themes. I'm going to be also playing at least half a set's worth at Beats and Treats, Laycock Cider Barn, on the 1st of June, I think it is. And then in July at the Shaftesbury Fringe, same again, we should have a full version of the show, of the set there.
And that's a return to Shaftesbury Fringe, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, but obviously the first time I've done this little show or set.
Mm-hmm.
We're at, I believe it's called the Nun's Passage at King Alfred's pantry in the kind of main high street on the Saturday afternoon at 2. Yeah, so that's my extensive tour of the West Country on the Bard for Life.
And hopefully...
Is that enough for a T-shirt?
three
dates.
It's a wonderful event, Shaftesbury Fringe, and some of the organisers are going to be popping in nearer the date to talk about the range of acts that they've got coming. Thank you so...
Also be doing our sound bath work there on the Sunday afternoon.
Okay. Would you want to tell everyone about your sound bath work as well? Because different vibe.
With a completely different hat on. Go to visit www.centreforpuresound.org and you'll see how we work with crystal bowls, crystal singing bowls, Tibetan singing bowls, and voice overturning for sound healing. Yes. There's also a Dean Carter music page where... for instance, if you liked the Not a Good Time song, I've got the original version of that up on. You can, but the only way in which you can get to hear that at the moment is by going on to my Dean Carter music page on our Centre for Pure Sound website.
Yes. Brilliant. Thank you so much. We're going to stick with the Shakespearean theme. This is from the album Take All My Loves, 9 Shakespearean sonnets. This is called When in Disgrace with Fortune and Men's Eyes, which happens to be Sonnet 29. And it's the wonderful voice of Florence Welsh along with Rufus Wainwright.